Support for the show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually, we're great, but together, we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
I'm Scott Galloway, and this is No Mercy, No Malice. Wisdom can't erase a biological truth. Over time, age slows us down, physically and cognitively. Yet Congress, academia, and corporate boards are becoming the most extravagant senior centers on the planet. We need term limits and mandatory retirement ages. Churn, as read by George Hahn.
Youth leans toward the novel, and age toward the safe. Entrenchment is the preferred strategy of incumbents. Quote unquote, change is good, unless you're already killing it. In Google's first decade, the company seized the search engine market, launched Maps, Mail, and Chrome. The company's track record of abandoned projects ever since is so extensive, there's a website dedicated to it. Stagnation? Maybe. But over that time, playing defense has earned $1.4 trillion in profit for Google shareholders. Meta has been playing defense since it dropped the, and every failure has made the Zuck angrier. His accumulated rage has resulted in a $60 billion fit of I'll show you, despite every signal that can hold light pointing to a cosmic failure, like a failure of the ages, a tech failure to end almost all failures. Bad. The metaverse.
Who the fuck is advising these people?
The Zuckerverse scares the shit out of everybody.
This is the biggest tech failure.
This is not an innovative company.
Tech companies aren't the only ones that attempt to build moats at the cost of innovation. Politics rewards durability. Incumbents remain incumbents via a system that tilts toward the status quo. The U.S. House re-election rate in 2020 was 95%. The mortality rate for Americans who are the average age of our representatives is approximately 2%, meaning, with a two-year term, it will soon be a coin flip whether they were voted out or left the rotunda feet first. The result? A daily occupation of our nation's capital and our capital, by a group that is a cross between the Golden Girls and the Walking Dead. Our leaders are too old. There are real benefits to age, specifically experience and perspective, but that additional perspective and experience comes at a cost, as our representatives have a difficult time understanding new technologies and how society has changed. Folks who have ideas for change and the hunger to set them in motion are shut out, left with staff roles or positions in private enterprise. In business, entrenchment is profitable for shareholders, though eventually an innovator will rise. In politics, the biggest winner is often the politician. And when governments are dysfunctional or allocate scarce resources poorly, we all suffer. We need more churn. We should impose term limits on our elected officials and judges. The House and Senate have virtually become life-tenured positions in which members accrue wealth via insider trading and devote their time in office to their time in office. And by the way, Congress people trading stocks is blatant insider trading. Full stop.
This is a free market, and people, we are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
America is similar to most countries in that our legislators keep getting reelected indefinitely. A key difference? Our Supreme Court justices can remain until death. This is rare. Most developed nations either have judicial age limits, the UK, for example, or term limits. In Germany, justices on the Federal Constitutional Court are appointed for a single 12-year term. Term limits would improve the functioning of the Supreme Court and remove the toxic jockeying for seats we've seen in recent years. Give each of the 9 justices a single 18-year term, staggered, so an empty seat comes up in the first and third years of each presidential term. Early departures would be filled through the end of the term to keep the schedule. When life rarely exceeded 60, life tenure was a defense against politicization. With justices sitting for decades into their 80s, tenure makes it worse. Term limits are also effective in business. Research shows that companies with more outside directors who have extended tenure produce significantly fewer patents, and these patents receive fewer citations. These businesses also register lower R&D productivity, i.e. they're less innovative. Yet only 6% of the companies in the S&P 500 have formal tenure limits on directors. Entrenchment begets entrenchment. Not a single S&P 500 board has fired its CEO since 2020. On every public board I've served on, there are directors who've served the company well and should have stepped down a decade ago.
Not everyone can live this life. I'm a great revolutionary.
Term limits would go a long way toward reducing the instinct to entrenchment that's endemic to our government. But we should recognize the need for another limit, one that reflects biology. Mandatory retirement ages. Cue the, like your work but was disappointed, comments on this post. From AI and genomics to autotune and TikTok, the issues facing elected representatives are evolving faster and faster. I try to stay up on everything happening in tech, and it's getting harder as I get older. It's true that age can bring wisdom. It doesn't always. But wisdom can't erase a biological truth we're less comfortable with. Age makes us stupider. By the time we hit 40, our brains begin to deteriorate, literally. The prefrontal cortex thins, the cerebellum shrinks, neurons become physically shorter, and arterial walls harden, decreasing blood flow. The decline is slow at first. We lose roughly 0.2% in brain volume per year. By 60, that number reaches 0.5%. Soon, the rate of brain atrophy looks like Moore's Law. We used to know this, but then decided that engaging in a discussion on the topic renders you an ageist, and being accused of an ist means you risk sanctioning. Or worse. Ageism is not politically correct, but neither is biology. Ours is the oldest government in U.S. history. Almost a quarter of Congress is older than 70. If he's reelected and lives out his term, President Biden will leave the West Lawn on Marine One for the last time at the age of 86. This is fucking ridiculous. By the way, an obese 82-year-old Trump wouldn't be much better. The Senate Majority Leader is 71. The Senate Minority Leader is 80. The Speaker of the House is 81. 200 years ago, the median age of a congressperson was 44. Today, it's 62. Put another way, the average representative is 23 years older than the average American at 38. It's true we live much longer today, but your modern brain doesn't care that it's less likely to die from sepsis or smallpox. When George Washington took office at 57, he was old for his time, but his brain was still just 57. Indeed, the founders had little need to include upper age limits in the Constitution. Hardly anyone lived past 70. The situation is, again, unique. Our government is older than that of any other nation. In China, the average member of the National People's Congress is 53. In the UK Parliament, it's 51. In Germany's Bundestag, 47. The notion of someone clinging to power for decades conjures a cartoon of a third-world dictator. However, it's us. Specifically, the U.S. Congress. The news out of Iran this month is stirring. But the counterpoint to all these young people finding their voice is the 83-year-old supreme leader sending out thugs to beat them. Khamenei was 39 in his prime during the Iranian Revolution in 1979. The women protesting in his streets today are much younger than that. Many of their parents weren't even born in 1979. Who has the more legitimate claim to the future of Iran? The young Iranians in the streets or the octogenarian having them beaten? In the U.S., people under the age of 40 have seen their wealth, as evidenced by their share of GDP, cut in half. Why? Network effects? Globalization? No. Because their government does not represent them. The dysfunction of the governments in Iran and the U.S. has many factors, and one of them is that they simply won't retire. We need to age-gate the most important elected offices. I'm not alone in calling for age limits. Former President Jimmy Carter expressed concern over the age of the 2020 presidential candidates, stating,
I hope there's an age limit. You know, if I were just 80 years old, if I was 50 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Who else agrees? 6 in 10 Americans. Yes, it's ageist, and so is biology. Science doesn't care about our feelings, and yes, a bright line rule would exclude some good candidates. We have a 79-year-old president who is registering one of the most productive terms in U.S. history. Also, we've seen the footage of our speaker's steady hand at 80 years old on January 6th. But what you didn't see in that video was the brilliant 56-year-old who didn't have the experience but did have the perspective of someone who hasn't spent 43% of her life in Washington. What else wasn't shown in that video? A government more concerned with governing and less with re-election that may have averted this mess. It's not just about cognitive decline. Ours is supposed to be a representative democracy, and the representative part matters. A politician of any creed, color, or gender can effectively represent a diverse community. But a government body, an assemblage of what should be our best and brightest, must represent our diverse experiences within a range, or it will not be regarded as credible, legitimate, or most important, a body people want to join. Age is a component of this, an important one in our changing world. 50% of the U.S. population is under the age of 38. Among our elected representatives, that number is 5%. One of the most difficult conversations I've had with my dad was telling him he should stop driving. Telling the man who taught you how to drive that his neurocognitive architecture isn't fit for a basic life function and will never be again. That's something nobody is ever ready to hear. But someone needed to tell him, because in his view, he was fine. Dynamic firms lose customers when they shed low-growing products, fire employees who aren't contributing, lose employees whose human capital could be more productive elsewhere, and change plans to evolve with the market. There's no growth without churn. Survival is the ultimate teacher, but its incorrect lesson as we age is more of the same. A more physically and mentally robust leadership. A representative democracy that's better able to shape policies that stanch the record transfer of wealth from young to old. New people, new ideas. Churn.
Life is so rich.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smart Water Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.